USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
According to Mexican President Lopez Obrador, a number of Biden administration policies are getting out of hand. The Mexican president says U.S. gas prices are too high, and his country has been saving oil to export to the United States since the energy crisis started. Additionally, the Mexican president slammed the state of the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.N. has called it the most dangerous border in the world. As inflation is now costing Americans hundreds of extra dollars every month, economist David Ragland on Fox Now.
The inflation that we're facing, as we all know, is a combination of two things, not enough supply and too much demand. So it's going to be hot for a while.
Billionaire Bill Gates has pledged to give away his wealth. He says he's putting his money into the Gates Foundation to boost its spending from $6 billion a year to $9 billion by 2026. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
U.S. stocks dropped Wednesday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average relieved itself of nearly 400 points as June inflation data, 9.1%, came in much higher than expected, indicating the Fed is unlikely to ease its interest rate hikes. It's not the Department of Justice, but local police that will stop the illegal activity by suspected Democrat activists harassing Supreme Court justices.
Montgomery County Police in Maryland are warning the public that officers will enforce laws against disturbing the peace at protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. On its website on Wednesday night, Montgomery County Police posted the following message. There are content-neutral Montgomery County Code and Maryland law provisions that restrict protesting and assembling in a private neighborhood, as well as disturbing the peace. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A former CIA software engineer has been convicted of leaking classified information to whistleblowing websites like WikiLeaks in one of the biggest such thefts in the United States spy agency's history. 33-year-old Joshua Schulte was convicted on Wednesday by jurors in a Manhattan federal court on 8 espionage charges and 1 obstruction charge over the Vault 7 leak. Vault 7 was a collection of malware, viruses, trojans, and zero-day exploits. As Americans are shocked at how fast and how high inflation has attacked our wallets, Democrats took the time yesterday to remind Americans what the Democrats are all about. Representative Jason Crow from Colorado reiterates the Mexico border is perfectly safe and that the Democrats are the party of law.
The bottom line is that the Democratic Party and the House Democratic Caucus is the party of national security in the 21st century. We are the party that's dedicated to rule of law, to affirming our connection with our allies, to addressing the largest national security threat facing our planet and our country, that is climate change, which is both a threat multiplier and a threat magnifier, and dedicated to doing this in the right way. So when we pass the National Defense Authorization Act this week, we have a couple of really important goals. One is we have to keep faith with our servicemen and women, and we have to address climate change and the various threats that we face.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.